I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's only so much you can masturbate on a flight, a long-haul flight.
Have you ever tried to jerk off on a flight?
I'm sure I have. I've tried to jerk off since we've been doing this podcast.
It's, like, it's the jumper, isn't it?
I'm sure I've tried to masturbate on a long-haul flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, jelly beans, the Butts Barn here, and welcome to Cancel Me Now. And I tell you what, this is episode number 23, and it is great to be in your ears or in front of your eyes or wherever I happen to be right now, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into anything, Josh Nielsen, nice jumper.
Thanks, mate.
Josh
Same
and
to
I
you.
Are wearing our fashionable jumpers because you know what? It's been a while since we caught up.
It's getting cold.
And I got things to say, and I'm upset today.
You look pissed off.
I'm got the shits, man.
The leopard print.
But before we go any further, this video, this podcast, my life is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is the place that you need to go if you need to do anything to your loins, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Right now, not only do they have the lawnmower 4.0, the electric trimmer that you can do anything with. This trimmer is, have you ever used this trimmer?
No, but I have trimmed my Lonzo balls before.
No, well, you haven't trimmed them.
No.
Not with the lawnmower 4.0. If you haven't done it with the lawnmower 4.0, then you haven't done it at all.
Are we going to do it live on the show right now? Do you want me to give him a clip?
Absolutely, please.
Let's do it.
Okay. She's going.
Give
it a little clip, but I want you to keep your pubes inside your underpants if you can, because this is a studio here.
There'll be orange pubic hair everywhere. I probably shouldn't.
No, give it a quick go, just in your undies. Just give it a quick go.
What, down the...
Yeah, down your gacks. Go on. Hiya! Beautiful. Look at that. How'd you go?
Smooth
Gorgeous
as an egg.
Stuff.
Smooth as an egg.
Look at that. That's why is it a bit wet? Hey? Why is it wet?
Are you supposed to come when you use it, or is that not? You're not meant to ejaculate when you. That's how good it is.
That may have to be cut out of the final version, but
nah, anyway. Let it go. It's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Manscaped.com is not just about trimmers, okay? They have amazing products, including the brand new Boxers 2.0. They had the original Boxers, but these Boxers are the bee's knees, ladies and gentlemen. They are calm, cool, collectively fantastic. And I tell you what, they take away the heat from your balls. They allow them to breathe your balls. They give you the support your balls that they need, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you what, I'm wearing them now. Bluey's wearing them now. Even Lil Dixon is wearing them right now. And finally, with these babies right here, the daily sweat will be taken away. And finally, I will get in control of my crotch rot. Ladies and gentlemen, manscaped.com. Go to it right now. Manscaped.com/butterfill for 20% off, free international shipping, and 2 free extra gifts. And I tell you what, your balls will thank you. They are the proud sponsor of this podcast. Now let's jump into the show. Bluey, I'm pissed off.
You look cranky. Talk to me.
I'm not happy. I'm really shitty today. Claire's been out all day sorting out wedding shoes, and I've been at home not being able to cope. Do you know what's wrong?
Tell me.
I've got water in my ears.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've got water in my ears and I'm so upset.
That's dog shit.
I'm so upset.
Have you tried turning it and shaking it real hard?
No, I haven't tried that. You fucking idiot. Of course I've tried that. I've tried everything. I've tried pulling on the earlobe. I've tried wiggling it around. I'm just hoping right now it just come out just for perfect. It won't come out.
How's that happened? You've been okay. Swimming lately?
No, crossed. Not with this rig.
No.
Mate, I've got an issue that I'm sad to say is an accumulation of wax.
I knew it'd be something.
I'm
gross.
A waxy boy.
You're gross. That's gross.
What?
Yeah, let's go get a cotton bud. Let's do it.
No, you can't use cotton buds because it pushes the wax deeper and makes it worse.
Not the way I do it.
How do you do it?
You got to go around.
They say you shouldn't.
Circular motion.
They say you shouldn't put anything in your ear smaller than your elbow.
What?
I've seen some big dildos. I don't think they should go in
that's
your ear.
That's ridiculous.
Either. Yeah, that's what they reckon because it pushes it in and it can inflame the fucking eardrum apparently.
So what? How are you meant to get it out?
You just got to sit there and hope to God it comes out.
It might not be water. This could be a wax buildup. You could have one of those monster waxes that you see, little wax ball. You could have a candle, like a full candle's worth in your ear.
Do you think I got a Shrek candle that I'm going to pull out?
Something gross.
Well, I don't know what it is, but it's pissed me off to the point where I went and bought a ear bulb. Where you push water in there for so the wax comes out.
Flushes it.
You know what it did? Got stuck.
Pushed it further in.
So I've been running around all afternoon. I was laying in bed trying to fucking flick it out. Didn't work.
I could tell there was tension. You looked shitty when I got in.
I can't hear properly.
What?
I cannot hear properly. It's bullshit.
I can't hear properly, but I'm sure it's from, I've got like mild tinnitus. From fucking banging hammers on steel all day and going to
say
gigs.
Banging shirtless all day.
No.
Bang your hater.
Not loud and it's not for very long. Not long enough to cause tinnitus when I do it.
That's for sure. Didn't hit the decibels? No, not at all. But yeah, now I've got water stuck in my ear. I can't hear properly and everything's dull. The lights are going out.
It's just life.
It's fading.
Life's finally broken you.
It's fucking bullshit, man.
It's good to see you. Now, I know we've done an episode.
I don't think we've covered enough of my ear.
No, I'm sick of hearing about it. It's fucking, I'm sorry. That's fucking boring.
I don't think
we've
talked about my ears or not.
That's boring. No, it's good to see you because obviously we did catch up once since your America trip, but we had Kieran and his busty missus here. So we didn't get to have a proper.
Busty missus.
What was her name? Ruby.
Ruby. Some busty woman was here.
Old Ruby.
We didn't get to chat because some busty woman was in the room.
Rubsy Ruby.
Old big Rubes. Show us your Ruby
Rubes. But yeah, no, I want to
have a go with these tubes Rubes.
I want to hear about your trip.
Show us your nudes,
Rubes. I know you've been back for a while. Get off Ruby's chest.
Okay, sorry.
I want to hear about your trip. I know we've already sort of spoken about it, but we had the OnlyFans mob here.
Yeah.
How was America? Was it unreal?
Big tubies, rubies. America was great. We're looking at going back soon and hopefully doing some shows there. It was different. It was definitely a bit of an eye-opener to the real world. Like in LA, if you take into account the aliens that live there, which is a weird way to describe people who aren't from America.
Yeah, the illegal aliens.
The illegal aliens or just aliens. Like even the people that come in there legally, they still call them aliens.
Aliens. It's bizarre.
Like for me to get a visa over there, I have to prove that I'm an alien with extraordinary talent.
Yeah. Like no one else can do what you do as an alien.
It is ridiculous that they call. Anyway.
It's a backwards system.
Oh, they're backwards over there. Don't worry about that. Anyone in the blue states seem to be a bit backwards.
And so what's blue? That's like your left here.
Left
if you were
leaning.
To say blue, you would be
No. The blue state is the left, but blue here is the right. Blue here
you
is liberal. It's the opposite. So liberal is right wing here and liberal is left wing there.
Okay.
Anyway, so all the red states we went to, fun. Good people.
Red's like up the guns.
Up the guns.
Yeah.
Keep
the aliens out.
Keep the aliens out. You know, let's kill people if they come to our house. Yeah, cool. You know, all that type of stuff.
Stand your ground.
You know, bang. Florida was really cool. Florida was really fun. You know, we went to the UFC. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was fucking
when we got to Florida, we got there. So we flew into LA. We went to this hotel and we were just, you know, exhausted after a 13-hour flight as you are. But not as bad as going to the UK.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Qantas have just announced you're going to be able to fly it direct from Sydney to London.
I saw that.
That's fucking 20 hours.
So usually they go
Sydney, Singapore or Sydney, Dubai and then Dubai, London. And that's like 19, 20.
Yes.
But you're going to do it in like one hit.
So what?
And New York as well. You're going to be able to do New York.
Flight.
Yeah, well, that's another four on top of Los Angeles. Five hours.
Five and a half hours. Yeah. But still, London's 24.
Yeah.
23, 24.
Yeah. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
There's only so much you can masturbate on a flight, a long haul flight.
Have you ever tried to jerk off on a flight?
I'm sure I have. I've tried to jerk off since we've been doing this podcast.
It's the jumper, isn't it?
I'm sure I've tried to masturbate on a long haul flight.
I have never been in a situation on a long haul flight where I thought I could maintain an erection here. I have had a stiffy on a flight.
An international traveler. Well, that's what we call them in the. Sometimes you get them in the work truck. Like you'd be sitting in the truck. The vibrations from the work
isn't
truck.
Is that when you're like 14, you get those?
Apparently not.
Jesus Christ. The testosterone is pumping in Bluey's work site.
Just traveler. I think the vibrations from the truck have set one off.
I have set it off.
Yeah.
I've had one as I woke up on a long haul flight.
Yeah.
And had to walk to the toilet. Not to jerk off, with just like to go to the toilet.
The weird crouch.
No, just the tuck up. I'm a big fan of the tuck up.
In the waistband.
Yeah, sometimes it feels good too, which is nice.
Yeah, come on yourself.
Well, yeah. You don't want to fill up the belly button. My belly button's always got stuff in it. I don't know where it comes.
Ears and what's in your crevices? Clean your body.
All my holes are full.
Fucking
all
belly buttons, ears.
Oh, your
personal hygiene is like terrible.
A Butterfield story. My holes are full. Not me dick stinks anymore. No, it's just me holes are full. Did Claire Dixon in the background just go same? you're gross.
Dixon was talking about shopping before for...
I think he said chopping.
No, shopping.
See how bad me is?
She'd bought a dress that was apparently going to be practical for selling merchandise at your shows, but also bending over, I believe, Dixon said.
That was a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
How
else do you pick up a box?
It's getting weirder.
No, just poorly put. Good idea. Bad execution. Go to bed.
Get dinner started, would you?
Jesus Christ.
America was good.
America was great. Really interesting. We met Dana White. That was crazy. Gas bagged about that enough.
Yeah, but that is crazy. That's worth gas bagging.
I was 10 meters away from Joe Rogan. He was on stage. I couldn't say hello, which is very upsetting. We saw the governor over there, DeSantis.
He's beloved over there, isn't he?
They love him.
They went berserk when they...
He walked into the UFC and everyone was on their feet applauding.
Is he going to run for president?
That's what they reckon.
That's what they reckon?
They reckon that he will run in 2024 against Biden or Biden's ghost, whatever's there at that point.
Biden's corpse.
Biden's dirty, dirty little corpse.
Yeah.
That was cool. And we went to New York. Smelled like poo a lot.
A lot of homeless
And a lot of people just talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Like, so you just can't get help if you're a schizophrenic over there. But I guess it's good, you know, some good things about it. You've always got someone to talk to.
Good pizza too.
Good pizza, always something to talk to.
You're schizophrenic and you like pizza.
Yourself. Yeah. You can, you know, do your own little pizza review to yourself on the subway.
Did it feel really busy? I know when I go to Sydney, I get claustrophobic. Yeah. A bit in New York's obviously. What's the population of New York City? Fucking millions. Oh,
Lordy.
Millions, isn't it?
I don't know. It'd be a lot. Yeah. It'd be a lot of people.
But did you feel
people on top of you?
Yeah, did you feel cramped, crowded?
Yeah. I mean, it's busy, but we were down how many?
8.4 million. So like a third of Australia.
And I guess that's the population, but how many people travel in there every day and all that type of stuff from outside of the city? A lot of people, but it's only small. Like, it's not that big. Like, it's big, but it's not that big. But, like, I mean, it is impossible to get from one side of the city to the other. It takes so long. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, Central Park was, like, 6 kilometers from where we were staying, and it's a 40-minute subway.
Like, that's torture.
It's a 50-minute car ride.
You could walk that quicker, couldn't you?
Yeah, but even that's slow.
Yeah.
Even walking slow because there's so many people.
Yeah, true.
It's hard to get from A to B, and I'd hate to live in that city and have to travel.
Yep.
Fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, commuting
is funny. That was better than LA. LA's a shithole. Yeah. LA's spread apart. Like, it's so far apart.
And there's a lot of homeless there.
So many homeless. Like, all the homeless, it is increasingly increasingly incredibly crazy how many homeless people
in
cities of homeless people. And that's like wild. You know, in Newcastle you get one or two homeless people, you see them around, you go, Jesus Christ.
I think I remember, I'll probably get this wrong, but I remember on any given night in Newcastle there can be like 150 or 200 homeless across the whole, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
That's as crazy as it gets.
There's tens of thousands.
Obviously, in capital cities, you see it a lot more. But in Newcastle, there's not that many. But in New York, it's another world.
Yeah,
it's another world. Subways are just crazy. There's homeless people screaming. Did I tell you the fucker in the pussy story?
Yeah. Guns.
The day after a terrorist attack.
No, we told it on the potty.
We told it, did we? Yeah. Oh, I won't tell it again. Go and watch it. it was crazy. And, you know, people freaking out and panicking. And so this kid gets on the loudspeaker and says, fuck her in the pussy. And, like, a young family just runs from the train like something's going to blow up. We went to the 9/11 memorial. That was weird.
That would have been somber.
It was. Yeah. But it was also weird. It was just like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know really what to feel here. Yeah. Because I didn't have an attachment to it. Like, no one of my family members died. And obviously it was like a traumatic event for everyone that saw it. But
But also, it was so long ago. It's just like,
yeah, it'd be like an American coming to the Canberra War Memorial or something, I suppose.
Yeah, it doesn't. But obviously, it has an impact in everyone's mind. But it doesn't mean as much, if you know what I mean.
Not to us, yeah.
It certainly meant something. Like it was emotional, but it also wasn't. But also, like there was a museum there, and like people were like buying, like
merch.
Nice little 9/11 memorial hat. Yeah, no, like one kid ran past. I'm pretty sure and was like, I want a 9/11 hat.
I want a 9/11 hat. They're fucking sick.
He was Middle Eastern, which was a bad look.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was cool. And we went back to LA. When we landed in LA the first time, we had these pizzas and we ordered two and it was just off the flight. So I was ready to pick out.
Yeah.
And they were so fucking heavy.
Yes.
It was hilarious. And I don't know what happens when you travel, but I don't shit.
What?
So I was just carrying around like
just dough.
I was a big dough boy clogged for a couple of weeks. I walked through New York like the big dough boy does in Ghostbusters, the original.
Talk to me about the food that you ate over there.
A lot of pizza.
Any good Mexican in LA?
We didn't go to Mexican in LA. We went to a Mexican joint in, or did we? No, we did. No, we went to a Mexican joint in, this was in Jacksonville. And it was weird.
Oh, really?
I got like the white sauce, which is just like a creamy sauce or something.
White sauce?
No. It wasn't ranch. It was
It was
like a big cheese, cream. But it was like an albino had done a big shit on in like a plastic or like a polystyrene container, a giant like enchilada, and just carve it in this like liquid, like not even a sauce. It was more of like a
goo.
It was a big gooey. I don't know, what would you call it? What do they call it? Fuck me. I know the word. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Bowel movement?
No, there was none of those. Jus.
A jus.
Jus.
A jus.
No, I don't call them jus.
It's a jus.
A jus.
It's a jus.
A white wine jus. That's what it was.
Hitler hated it.
A jus. Yeah, don't you hate it. A white wine jus. And yeah, so that was all right. It was okay.
What was the best thing you ate?
Claire said it was my ass.
That is delicious.
Favorite thing that she ate. But what was the best thing we ate? I can't even remember. Oh, Ruben. Yes. So we found this pub, right? And if you're in New York, go to this. The White Horse Tavern. 400 years old.
Why is it going to be white?
Well.
It's always about color, isn't it?
Oh, fuck.
It'll just be the Horse Tavern.
It plays right into what people think about me.
The
too.
PO said, yeah, you had to go to the White Horse Tavern.
Of course I did.
There was an African-American horse tavern around the corner, but you wouldn't go there, would you?
It's really weird because you had to wear these like hoods.
POC tavern.
You had to wear these hoods with like, pointy hoods with your eyes cut out. It was weird. I don't know if it was a COVID thing.
The masks are different here.
Yeah, I know. They actually really cover everything, but it was amazing food. For what they lacked in, cultural diversity. They really made up for in a Reuben sandwich.
Mm.
I made the mistake of ordering an entree and a main.
What's on a Reuben? That's like corned beef and pastrami, cheese.
What else was it? A bit of sauerkraut.
Some radish, yeah, nice.
Sauerkraut's great, man. It's got probiotics in it for you.
Where's sauerkraut? German, I believe, isn't it? Is that a German
delicacy? I think they're probably delicacy? Growing all over the world now. Oh, so
the German delicacy at the White Horse, Isaac, really. Okay, yeah, cool. No worries.
They had a
carry on.
There was a bit of white wine, jus as well.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of white food, Isaac. A
lot of white food. I did see some Mexicans working.
You didn't like the Mexican, but you liked all the white food. Okay,
I had a hot dog. That's not white food.
It's pretty white,
it's pretty
man.
White food.
It's pretty white.
The hot dog wasn't that good.
Yeah.
We had an egg roll. Not an egg roll as in like an Asian food egg roll.
What, like on a, yeah.
It like, was just egg. Like
a curried egg sandwich.
No. Yeah. No, Josh, Christ, listen to me for fuck's sake.
No curry.
No. It was just a regular scrambled eggs on a roll, but it was great. I don't know what they did to these eggs. I don't know what type of love they gave.
Fertilized them.
But they fucking came out and Claire and I made sweet love to them with
their mouths. Nice. Any desserts? Any like outrageous desserts?
I didn't even have a cheesecake, mate. Oh, I did have a cheesecake. We had a beautiful cheesecake. Christ, I'm full of shit today.
Cheesecake Factory?
No, we couldn't find those. Well, we could, but they were too far away.
Did you have like the iconic, like a Carl's Jr. or like
In-N-Out?
Yeah.
In-N-Out. Okay, yeah. Let me tell you the story of In-N-Out, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's a lot of people watching that are like, oh, if I go to America, I'm going to get In-N-Out, right? Don't.
Why?
Massively overrated. Here's the story about In-N-Out, right?
I don't think
you know. Here's what you need to know about In-N-Out, Josh. I'll tell you right now what you need to know about In-N-Out. In-N-Out is a joke. We got there at about 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Massive line. Probably 45 people in the drive-thru. We walk straight inside, maybe another 100 people in the restaurant. Ridiculous. So there's like 4 or 5 menu items you can pick. And it's like a double-double, a triple-double, a McDouble, whatever it fucking is, right? You go for your fries, you go for your burger, and you get a drink. Free refills. Nice. Top notch. But the burger comes out. I take a bite. It's just a mini works burger from a fisho.
It's delicious.
They have gone. In-N-Out has, this is a conspiracy. In-N-Out has gone and stolen the Great Australian Works Burger from the humble fisho and put it into a multi-million dollar, not open on Sundays, multi-million dollar business.
Are they owned by the Mormons? Is that why they're not open Sundays?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. They're owned by some pretend religion.
Mm.
That night, right? The In-N-Out, 5 out of 10. Pull your game in.
Pick your game up.
Pick it up, put it down, pull it in. We got in an Uber and we hadn't worn masks anywhere.
You told the Uber story too.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it was shit.
Yeah.
Some lady blew up at us.
Yeah, you got yelled at.
Blowing up deluxe. What? Oh, so we were there with Josh, our friend Josh, and he was arguing with the Uber driver about whether or not In-N-Out was owned by the Mormons. And Josh said it is. And then he was like, no, he didn't say the Mormons. He said someone else. And then the old
mate. It'd be like Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah, he said Seventh-day Adventist.
Something weird.
And then the old mate was arguing with it. It was back and forth for like 25 minutes, like yelling at each other in the Uber. And I'm like, hey, this is really going to affect my rating. Can we shut the fuck up?
Four boys, I booked this.
How about we just agree with the driver? Yeah. I gave one of the Uber drivers, or two of the Uber drivers. One was really rude and one was that chick who blew up about the masks. I gave her a 1-star review and I gave her a 1-cent tip because you have to give them a tip.
You have to.
The app doesn't move on unless you give them a tip, which I don't know why, because it's their car. They're doing their own hours.
Uber would take a good cut, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know, but the tipping's bullshit. Have you been? You haven't been.
I've been, but really briefly. I only went for I was in Los Angeles for like a week.
Tipping is garbage.
Nah, not when they're earning $2 an hour, it's not.
Okay, let me explain why tipping's garbage, all right? Because you would assume that if I go over to America and I have to tip because you're not paying your staff enough money to live off, that everything would be cheaper, right?
Not necessarily.
Why?
The food's not expensive because the wages are high here.
No, but wouldn't you assume that if you ran a business that wages, if you had to
if
pay
they were
people
saving money. Decent,
yeah, if they're saving money from wages, then everything would be cheaper.
You're the biggest capitalist I know. They're just pocketing that money.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying is like you would think that you could afford to have things cheaper, and if you have a free market, everything would be cheaper. Everyone would go, okay, we can make things cheaper. Everyone can undercut things because they're not making as much money, or they're making more money because they're not paying as much.
Yeah.
Therefore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They're saving money on the wages so they could.
Point being, yeah. I had to pay more and I had to tip.
Yeah.
Fuck garbage.
That's how it works.
No. No, Josh. No.
And you're
no.
Doing it, and you're not doing it for the owners. You're doing it for the poor.
I don't give a fuck about him. Do you think I give a fuck about some that works at In-N-Out? I don't care if you start.
You don't have to tip at the burger joints. You tip at restaurants, don't you?
You have to tip fucking everywhere.
Yeah, but you don't tip when you go to Macca's.
Oh, I didn't tip when I went to In-N-Out. I'm just making it for a point. Yeah. I'm not tipping some dickhead who works and wears a funny hat at In-N-Out. Do you think I care if you go starving or your kid with fucking terminal illnesses dies?
No.
No! Give me my stupid mini works burger and fuck off.
I liked In-N-Out. I thought In-N-Out was really good.
It was all right.
It was fucking.
It was not bad. It was a good burger. It's better than Macca's.
Fuck yeah. What's it? Did you have Macca's over there?
No. But it's just better than Macca's. Because when you get a Macca's burger, you see. We had one the other night after. I did a massive Sydney show and shout out to everyone who came to the Sydney show.
Yeah, you said it was unreal.
Love you guys. One of the best shows I've ever had.
Fuck, that's huge.
It was just crazy. So many people. And it's something about when you get like well over 1,000 people in a room. That it just turns into a new beast.
How many did you do? How many were there?
1,300.
That's nice.
Like
that's fucking sick.
And this, what's crazy about it was the last show I did was almost 2,000 people, but this was in the Enmore, in Sydney. Last time in Sydney I did, a couple of years ago. But that was in the Enmore. This is 40 minutes from the Enmore.
The photo I saw of where you were, which was Rudy Hill RSL, you said, it looked steep and it looked like it was on top of you. So the Enmore is quite spread out.
So Rudy Hill RSL, which is known for like, they've done a lot of comedy there over the years, but they've built a brand new theatre called the Coliseum and it's huge. Holds 4,000 people.
Fuck.
So I think the only people that are getting 4,000 people to a show is fucking the Wiggles.
Yeah. Shout out the Wiggles.
But the great thing about me doing 1,300 people in Sydney, Western Sydney, means later in the year I can do another show in Sydney and maybe get some more people to come along.
That's
because
sick.
It's 40 minutes from the city, which means if you live in fucking the suburbs
out past west.
The city, out near like the northern beaches and that, you got to drive more, like an hour.
Mm.
You're not going to do that to see the butts.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
They might. You got a loyal supporter base.
Some nutbag would.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come out to Sydney later on in the year, which would be very exciting. And maybe even Wollongong. I am banned from all the venues in Wollongong.
Why?
Oh, there's this company called Yours and Ours and they-
What, the music festival?
Yeah. And they have like this mad monopoly over a lot of the venues there. Anyway, long story short, the Canberra University, they don't like me. Their student council cracked the mega shits
out. Bunch of fucking lefty cats.
Fucking. Oh.
Fuck off.
I've done like several shows, yeah, thousands of people over the years, and they just cracked it one day. And somehow they're tied in with Yours and Ours, I think, allegedly. And then the same people who own those venues do the deals with the people who own the Wollongong venues, and I just couldn't get there. Friendly Geordie's had the same issue.
So they're a bunch of fucking just like lemons. Like they're just like,
Mate, that's being pretty mean to citrus fruits. These blokes are fucking assholes.
Disrespectful.
That's disrespectful citrus, mate. You should be cancelled for that.
Yeah. That's annoying. But like, whatever. Wollongong, you'd be big in Wollongong too. It's a similar market to here, like working class, steelworks, coal.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is.
A lot of racists down there. I'd love your shit.
A lot of racists. Jesus Christ. I've just got to post something on the Patreon. Someone said the link isn't working.
Ah, Jesus. Yeah, right. So Sydney, good. I know this is probably going to come out afterwards, but hometown gig this weekend. You bringing it back? Big sold out gig at the Civic Theatre here in Newcastle?
Yeah, it'll be last. Hang on a sec.
Sorry.
Let me just check this as well.
I was just trying to pad while you... We did that.
No, it's working. Some idiot just can't, because people are watching this right now. Get out of the live viewers. It's working, but some idiot can't work it out to press the fucking.
Pay your fucking Wi-Fi bill, mate. How about that?
That's your own fault.
Yes. Hometown gig this weekend.
Mate, massive. Newcastle. It was actually last weekend because this is coming out on Tuesday.
Of course.
I love playing Newcastle because the Civic Theatre is a place that I never thought I'd do. It was my home stadium. Growing up, and it's just so cool. You're going to be there.
It's the second time you've done it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
fuck, that's so cool.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Wait until you come and you just see it. It's just beautiful, an old venue.
I've been to a couple of music gigs there, and it's beautiful. You're right.
It's like the Enmore.
Yeah, it's just, old.
It's almost a smaller Enmore, and not by much, but I think about an extra 500 people can fit in the Enmore. But man, just a really cool joint,
fuck yeah.
I love it there. And I'm just really enjoying this tour.
Yeah.
We're going down to Victoria next. Doing some shows all throughout country, Victoria and Melbourne.
The posters are hilarious. Like
you're enjoying the posters?
They're very funny.
Yeah,
they're very, very funny.
Thumbnail Zach, he does those.
Shout out Zach. They're fucking hilarious.
Zach with a K.
Yeah.
He fucking nails them, man. Every time I send him something, he just comes back. He's very artistically pleasing.
Yeah, nice.
I will say.
Yeah, no, they're very funny.
I did a video. I've been working on a video this week about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Do you know the whole story with that?
No, I've been getting the hot talking points from the radio, and so far I can gather Johnny Depp likes the bag.
Oh,
so that's a tick for me.
Without a doubt.
And Amber Heard shit in his bed, and so obviously I'm on Team Depp at this stage. They're the hot talking points I've got.
So from memory, Johnny Depp has some severe mental health issues. I think
it's just he likes the bag.
That even during the movies that he's filmed, he has like a psychologist with him all the time. That's what I read.
He's a lunatic actor. Like,
yeah, and this is the thing. This is why I was thinking about this whole thing that, you know, we're watching this happen and the only reason we have an interest in it is because they're famous and there's money involved. Johnny Depp, crazy. Amber Heard, insane. Both insane, doing insane shit to each other. So Amber Heard releases this article in 2017, in the middle. She did it with the Washington Post and basically she said in the article, the headline was, our culture needs to allow the gist of the article was rather that our culture needs to respect and help people who have been assaulted in domestic relationships, which everyone can get behind.
100%.
No doubt. Anyone who hits their missus, piece of shit, I don't want anything to do with you. Right? Or hits her husband, piece of shit, I don't want anything to do with
you. Or shits on your husband.
Well, she didn't, no, hang on. Well, she didn't shit on her husband.
Was it on the bed? It was
on the bed. And we'll get to that. So she releases the article.
We'll get to the poo.
The Sun in the UK then releases an article about it's basically saying it's definitely Johnny Depp. He's a wife basher. That was the phrase that they use, wife basher.
The Sun's the real hot button publication that'll always have the headlines of like, yeah. I stuck 50 candles up my bum. Like, it's like that kind of, it's the real, what's the, like, I don't know, fucking not tabloids. I don't know. Is that
clickbait?
The, clickbaity. Yeah. But that's the Sun, isn't
that's
it?
That's the Sun. Yeah. So they went out and they did that. And then Johnny Depp sued them and failed. I don't know why. I think maybe he couldn't prove that he didn't do it. So now he's gone out and he lost his role in Pirates of the Caribbean. He lost his role in
Captain Jack.
Yeah, Captain Jack, gone. He lost his role in Fantastic Beasts, which is also-
it was the beatboxing movie that he was doing.
No, it was about beetroots. it was a tie into the Works Burger thing and the fucking-
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so he lost that. So he's suing Amber Heard for $50 million. She's countersuing for $100 million. And there's all this shit coming out in the court. And Amber Heard's legal defense, he's fucking weird. He objected to a question that he asked himself. Just doing weird shit, like gotten caught up and just fucking around with the court's time.
He's a lunatic. He's a creative lunatic.
And he's really like, if Johnny goes to answer something, like if you answer me a question, what color is the sky?
Yeah.
Answer that question. I object. All day. Yeah. You know, objection, constantly. And so the wider world is starting to basically judge Amber Heard based on her legal defense.
That's what I was going to say. This whole thing's been really interesting because from what I've seen of it, you know how the old Me Too and Believe All Women and all that sort of stuff seems to have gone out the window to a degree here. And everyone's just automatically sided with Depp. Yeah. And everyone's like, fuck Amber. Like I'm saying, like even like a lot of women are like, fuck Amber Heard. Like,
yeah.
It seems like it's been flipped in that regard. I don't know, is it super obvious that he's in the right? I don't know enough about it, but it seems like everyone's just like.
So there's more to it. And she is a psycho.
She was rooting Elon Musk, wasn't she?
Yeah, good root though. Apparently.
But Elon. She must be a fucking dynamite.
She must be, because she's getting everyone.
She's getting some guns.
A hot sword in Hollywood. And that's the thing. Johnny Depp is there for his acting skills. She's just a fucking sword.
The only movie I could remember her from was fucking, remember that, what's the fighting one? Never Back Down?
She was in Never Back Down.
She's the Sheila in Never Back Down.
I think that's a good movie, isn't it?
It's not a good movie. It's a bludger. But that was all I could remember for. It was like 2007. It was like,
say you blokes say it's a great movie.
You would think it was good. You got no taste in cinema, please. Like me and Lordy.
Please.
That was all I could picture her from. And then I found out she's in Aquaman. Yeah, Aquaman.
Yeah. She's in that.
With Jason Momoa.
Mahawa Jawa.
Yeah.
My mum likes Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I like Jason Momoa. He's a
Have you ever heard your mum say that he's nice?
Yeah, that means she's creaming her jeans to him.
I know, it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Does your mum say that?
Yeah, constantly. Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
Fuck up, mum. That's gross.
Mom
Shut up.
Mum's every. Okay, this is the thing with my mum. It's always a black dude, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's always a black
dude. Like, she'd love The Rock.
Idris
Elba. Jamal Idris is a black dude.
Can we just put up on the screen-
Who Jamal Idris
Jamal
is?
Jamal Idris and Idris Elba. Just the difference. Sorry, mum. No, she always thinks, yeah, black dudes.
Your mum wouldn't mind, they're both black.
Poor dad. The whitest man alive. Well, the second whitest to me.
To you, yeah.
Poor dad.
Yeah.
No wonder you hate black dudes. Don't hate black dudes. Big fan. Now, on the topic of white things.
Yeah.
I'm having an issue.
Is this with your ear again? Because I don't want to hear it.
It's nothing to do with me, all
okay,
right?
Good.
But it's still blocked for those of you playing at home. I get too much fluff on my shirts. I don't know what to do.
Lint. Are you washing your shirts with your towels, Isaac?
No, I'm not. Oh. It's just fucking everywhere. Right, so it got to the point like a year ago where I got rid of my washing machine because everything I washed had fucking lint on it. So I threw it out and got a new one.
It's a very rich person solution to that problem. It must be the machine. Get rid of it and get a new one now.
Check out Patreon. Sign up. I need a new washing machine.
Yeah.
And now it's back.
The lint's
back. The lint's back.
Are you leaving cummy tissues in your pants?
Well, I tell you what, there's one person in this house that leaves fucking tissues every time I do the wash. She's upstairs at the moment, but her name's Claire Dixon.
Talking about leaving stuff, what about I left a shitty pair of undies here?
Are you going to take them?
No.
Are you going to take them?
You can keep them.
Every time I go in that bathroom, because it's right next to my scale, and so I weigh myself and I look at myself and I hate myself, and then I just see your shitty underpants in the bath.
For anyone that's listening, it could be new to the show, I generally come to the studio, generally come everywhere when I get here. No, I have a shower when I get here. And last week, I was in a hurry.
Because you've been at work, not just because
you need a shower.
Christ, I need a shower.
Generally shit and shower when I get here.
It's disgusting. Both producer Lordy and you walk into my house.
Just shit.
And shit.
And just start shitting.
It's disgraceful. It stinks out the whole joint. I came down here the other week and I couldn't believe the pollen.
Just a couple of burly men just taking care of business.
You know what's the worst though? Going in after someone else.
Fuck.
When you get hit with that pong, it's as bad as the Russian offensive into the Ukraine.
Just.
If not worse.
Devastating chemical warfare.
It's like the Chinese building military camps in the Solomon Islands. It is offensive.
I was doing a bit of writing a couple of weeks ago and I was writing a bit of a bit about following, like, because the diet of generally anyone on the job site is just catastrophic for the bowels.
Pies.
And you think
honey chicken.
In the warm weather, yeah, like just fucked. Rude. No fiber.
No.
No greens.
No.
It's just processed meat.
Yes.
And chalky milks.
They're delicious.
And it's just like, and then it picture like a 40 degree day and a portaloo, which is
portaloo's
bad. That's what I mean, man. This is fucking, you think what we're doing in there is bad.
Man, I was in a portaloo just off the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it was one of those portaloos where you can see into the big.
Yeah, that's what these ones, the cheap building companies get like pits.
Yeah.
There's no like, sometimes you get like a nice silver flap.
That flaps that'll down.
Just, when there's enough
dookie. It's a bit of a game.
Well, there's enough dookie on it, it'll just flunk and it's gone.
It's a game.
But some of them, you just come up and it's just a pit of.
It's just a pit of piss, shit and vinegar.
Wish there was vinegar.
Just anything to knock the stank out.
Human waste. You're just like, Jesus.
You don't know where to piss. Because I feel bad about pissing on other people's shit.
Well, like you disturb it. And then you're like,
like ghosts of shit's past flying out.
It's fucking crook.
It's bad.
And I got pretty strong guts. And I was like, Jesus Christ. It's fucking out of control.
I feel bad for women.
You feel bad for women? They don't have to fucking deal with that. No, I feel bad for me.
We were driving down to that Sydney show the other week and we stopped in at the whatever the rest stop is after the Twin Servos, maybe about 30 minutes afterwards or whatever. And there was everyone was using the same sort of toilets, like three toilets. And you walk in and if you're a girl, you got to sit down to pee.
Mm.
And just the toilet seat.
And some guys.
Some guys. Probably the blokes who went to fucking Cambridge.
Yeah, yeah, fucking the at Canberra Uni that banned your shows. They all sit down to piss. Don't you?
I walked into the fucking men's urinal at the Newcastle Airport the other day. I came home and I was really tired. I was after America, really tired, just exhausted. And I walked in there for a wee and there was an old man, mid-70s, big fat dude, just pants around ankles at the urinal.
Little like, kiddie piss.
I was just like, what? What? Oh. What am I seeing?
He's doing the right, mate. You're 70, you piss how you want.
No.
Yes. When I'm 70, mate, there'll be dacks around the ankles just like
spraying.
Yeah, spray and pray.
And walk into the toilet on the side of the road and there's just piss everywhere. And there's poor women. And I added to it. My aim was off.
Oh, fuck it. It's already a mess.
Yeah, may as well add to it. But even like if there's pee on the toilet bowl and you need to sit down, you use a bit of toilet paper, right?
Yeah, of course.
But all you're doing,
like I use a tree's worth.
But all you're doing is just wiping.
It's absorbent.
How absorbent though?
The TP takes up a bit of the urine.
Let's say that you used a black light.
Oh, in a public toilet.
Not to bring race into it, but a black light, and you wiped up all that piss. I guarantee you, there's a lot of bacteria still on that.
Yeah, but like, I'm not spreading my anus and like.
Just violently
just on the cheeks.
You know,
my cheeks have got plenty of bacteria on them anyway.
What other part of your body would you happily just rub on it? Like, would you rub your elbow on a toilet seat?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it.
Why would you not do that?
No.
You wouldn't do it. What about the inside of your bicep? Would you rub that on a toilet seat?
No, but there's no need
to. That's my point. But you'll happily rub your butt cheeks on it.
I'm not rubbing them. I'm planting them, spreading them a little bit.
How much spread do you take?
Just enough. Do you give the full spread?
Nah, just a little.
Sometimes I do the full spread. Just a little. Like I pick up on one side and spread it across like I'm trying to cross the fucking Grand Canyon.
Ratchet strap them apart.
This got weird quick.
So back to me fucking fibres on me t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was going to take it back to Amber Heard shitting.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't get to that.
So apparently Amber Heard ratchet strapped her butt cheeks and dropped a big cable.
A deuce.
Laying cable, right? Is that sex or is that shitting?
No, laying pipe. I've heard the term laying pipe used when you're shagging. You're laying a bit of pipe.
Well, I heard someone say laying cable when they were talking about shagging.
No.
Yeah.
I've got the other way around. Laying a cable's pooping and laying pipe is shagging.
It's a mistake you don't want to make.
You do not want to get those two wrong.
It's an Amber Heard mistake.
No, you do not want to.
Maybe she was just rubbing one out because Johnny Depp had left at that point and he had gone to another house, one of his mansions, and she might have just been flicking the bean and dropped the big nug.
Shit the bed.
Maybe the orgasm was too much.
She's a sicko.
Maybe she was thinking about Jason Momoa.
Jamoa.
Getting that big trident and jamming it right up a cumhole.
Holy dooly. This is live.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
I think this podcast needs to go a bit more blue.
Bit more blue? We can do that.
We need to go a bit more blue.
How much more blue do you want?
Well, I already called the people in Canberra the F word.
Yeah.
I dropped that.
Ah, you were saying it ironically.
Was I? Ironically.
I was trying to cover you.
Bit of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm...
So you're up on the Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, cool. We'll move on.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck about him.
I don't give a fucking fuck.
Let's talk about the UFC on the weekend.
Great stinks.
So this would have been
my favorite
weekend for you guys.
The ladies.
Oh, how good
old
was
old Thug Rose.
Thug Rose.
Really delivered, didn't she? Boring.
Thug Rose and the other chick.
I tell you.
Tobal head. This is the problem, right? Because Thug Rose is an amazing fighter.
Yeah.
She's been in some of the best wars in the strawweight division in the UFC.
For women.
But that was a fucking...
That was a bludger.
It was poo.
Can't be good all the time.
Worst part about it is there's going to have to be a third fight.
Yeah, well, because she lost the belt.
And Old Love, who won, Cookie Monster, who's a good fighter in her own right.
Of course.
That she didn't do anything either.
No,
there was a couple of takedowns, a couple of single legs.
The crowd were booing.
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 Everyone was booing.
Yeah. Fucking rightly so. I was booing. I was at Charlestown Bowling Club booing the fucking TV. Oh, yeah. Boo! Do something, you fucking bitches.
Whoa, that was too blue.
Oh, sorry. Dial it back.
Christ.
Boo!
You're going to get cancelled so quickly.
It's too late.
You're not ready for it.
Boo.
Boo, you equal... paid athletes.
Yeah, they definitely aren't getting paid equal for that.
Not for that. Oh, what about this? This is actually quite humorous, right? So there was a competition run by one of the sponsors of the UFC. I think it was crypto.com. Mm. I think. Don't quote me. I don't know where you quote me on that. But there was like a fan vote of the fight of the night, and that person would win $30,000 of Bitcoin, $20,000 or $10,000 of Bitcoin, the top three fights.
Nice.
In that order. So fight number the third favorite, voted by the fans afterwards, was like the Tony Ferguson Michael Chandler.
That fight. Was an unreal fight,
which was crazy, right? Mm. The second favorite by the fans was the Oliveira and Gaethje fight, championship fight. But the number one fan voted fight after that was Thug Rose versus Old Love, just to fuck with them.
I was going to say, it's like when the English had that new boat. They had the Navy unveiled a new boat and they let the public and they let the public decide it's and the public
terrible move.
Chose for Bodie McBoatface. That was the, it's. I'm assuming a similar situation to that where people are just like, you know what, fuck you guys.
Was that a military boat?
Yeah, it was a Navy ship.
They should have just done it.
No, they were like, oh, we can't do it.
Why? They should have just done that.
But they put it out to the people and then it like got to like the top and then everyone's like, it's Bodie McBoatface. Because we're all voting for Bodie McBoatface.
That would have taught the public that now we have a boat.
The power.
We now have a boat that's going into war called Bodie McBoatface.
And not only that, I think because it's people power.
Yeah, I think it's people power.
I think that's why they did it.
The establishment got scared. Like, the Queen had got rushed to the bunker.
What about
the Queen's cancelling herself from different engagements because she's having trouble walking?
She's crook. She's 96.
Well, she's ancient. Mate, I woke up this morning. We had a big leg day yesterday, Dixon and I. Been training together, which has been great for
respect.
She's fucking on fire. And because normally Claire does her own training, but I thought, fuck it, let's train together.
Get in there.
Apes together strong. It's one of our
couple that trains together stays together, something like that.
Yeah, it stinks together or something like that. I'm not sure how the saying goes. But my knees were busted this morning.
Oh, really?
I can't imagine how the queen goes.
Yeah, she's probably not
the
doing
poor it. Thing.
Wonder what her leg day's like.
Oh, I think she's just trying to fight Phillip's ghost off her.
Getting under the bar, putting up some big numbers. She's 96. David Attenborough's also 96. I saw someone the other day as well, and he seems to be doing much better than
the queen.
I mean, he's not cancelling anything.
Well, all he does is crawl along the ground talking about animals.
Still doing it, fucking damn good job of it.
He'll be doing it in the grave. Behind me, a giant worm eating my spleen.
Eating me. Returning me to the earth. Returning where I first.
From whence I came. So the poor queen, I think she's on her last legs.
Great knock. Great knock. She's beloved.
But I wanted to get to 100.
100 would be nice.
100 would be great.
100 would be nice. You reckon you or I or anyone in this room will get to 100?
Not a chance. Nah. I think, wouldn't it be great if on 100th birthday, the queen walked out onto the balcony in front of thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people with a cigar.
G&T. She loves gin and tonics.
Just a bottle of gin. Stood up on the balcony and just jumped off. And just splattered
just
on the
went
ground.
Went out with a real bang.
And she's flying down just, fuck the lot of yous. I'm out.
Good
fuck
way to,
you.
Good way to go.
Fucking Prince Andrew was my favourite, even though he's a pedo.
He was a pedo.
What about he settled out of court? Yeah,
isn't that a guilty
isn't
thing?
Isn't that hilarious how they go, oh, they've settled out of court, so the problem over.
No, don't need to talk about it anymore.
No, how is that problem over?
What?
How old was that girl he slept with?
At the time.
Yeah. Should we look that up?
Let's have a look. Yeah. Was it Dufresne? Olivia Dufresne?
Andy Dufresne from Shawshank Redemption.
Jermaine Dupri, hip-hop producer.
Littlefoot, stop crying.
Littlefoot.
We're down here talking business.
Is this a bad podcast, darling? Is that why you're crying?
Oh, Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew. Yeah, she wasn't old.
Are you old enough?
Nope.
That's a weird song from Dragon.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
She was 17.
At the time.
That's not good.
Nah.
I mean.
Oh, well, what's the legal age? 16, isn't it?
Traffic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. That's
that was bad cool. traffic.
What's going on with Ghislaine Maxwell? Ghislaine?
Oh, I think she's doing well.
How is she? How is Ghislaine? Is anyone caught up with her?
Well, I'm actually pro Ghislaine Maxwell.
Where's she at?
I think like everyone talks about how good Elon Musk is trying to get all the cars underneath New York and all that type of stuff. There has not been a better person in the eyes of transport than Ghislaine Maxwell.
She's a visionary.
She's a visionary in the transport.
A trailblazer.
And logistics. Mm. Sort of world.
Doesn't get enough credit for that.
No one could move underage girls like Ghislaine. No one. Louis? No one could move underage girls like Ghislaine. Like, I tell you what, get her out there to fix the subway system in New York. Because if she can move that many people under the cover of darkness into Hollywood events, allegedly, then I tell you what, she can fix the subway system. She can fix New South Wales transport problem.
You're saying Ghislaine Maxwell should be running for Parliament?
Prime Minister.
Yeah.
She should be Prime Minister of Australia because she'll stop the boats, she'll redirect them, put them underground, and she'll put some kids on them straight to Jeffrey's Island.
That's blue.
That's blue. That's as blue as we're going.
That's blue. That's nice.
No, but I don't think Prince Andrew should be. I'm glad that he settled out of court.
Going to say, I don't think Prince Andrew should be judged as harshly as he has been. No, that's where you were going.
I don't think he should. I think what happened with him is so unfair. How was Prince Andrew to know that this? I should read the story before I say something fucking stupid.
You're a bit. No, he's obviously a fucking monster. Oh, you're going into bat for Prince Andrew. This is a new low for the show. Wow.
The sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly, yeah. Tried to gather incriminating material against Prince Andrew by forcing an under.
I think the Epstein thing.
Who wrote this?
So fascinating.
So this is saying that Jeffrey Epstein allegedly tried to gather incriminating material against Prince Andrew by forcing.
Yeah, that's the whole. That's what that was Epstein's thing.
I know, but. Yeah. But don't you sort of, shouldn't you as, well, I guess if you trust the guy.
Yeah, that's how he used to get
that's
him.
That's how he used to get
used
him.
To get, everyone used to get compromised. Yeah. You'd be like, hey, man, want to come? There's some chicks here. And then they get photos of you fucking him and they're like underage. He's like, got you now. Then you're in his pocket and you got to do what he says. That was
his bidding.
That was the whole gig. That was, they yeah.
Sure, yeah. You'd
it's
be up
it's
on
interesting
that.
To hear you defend the people who had sex with underage kids.
No, that was you.
No, no, you're saying right now that it was not their fault. Jeffrey Epstein was the one who made them do it, so it's not their fault. It's an interesting point to take, but I'm glad you took it.
It's an interesting angle, Josh. I didn't
you know
think
what's
you'd...
crazy though? Like all jokes aside, it's crazy to watch like the Epstein docos,
oh.
And then like Jelaine's like in on all of it. Like
she was like a pimp.
She's picking them up, dropping them off, cooking them dinner, and Jeffrey's just in there getting all the massages. Like
she used to shag him as well. I think she was fucking.
Oh yeah, she'd do. She would have done some fucking
some wild setup,
poon licking.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so gross. The whole thing's so gross.
What's gonna happen with her? That's why I was asking. Like,
well, I'm
that
glad you asked because I've actually been in touch with Jelaine this week. We FaceTime.
She's actually on the podcast next week.
She FaceTimes with me every Thursday. I have to use like one of those age filters that makes you look like a baby, but she does.
She's in touch.
She talks to me. Yeah, she flicks the beam while she's talking. It's weird.
She's well.
I don't know. I'm surprised she hasn't been killed.
Yeah, surely she's on the hit list.
Yeah. Oh, but completely off topic. Did you see Elon Musk the other day?
Yeah, he got a threat.
By from the Russians?
Yeah.
And he tweeted, if anything happens to me, it wasn't me sort of thing.
Yeah, but surely he's got some pretty nice security.
You know what's funny though? His mum, who was for some reason just been in the news recently, like he was photographed with her at the Met Gala or whatever it was. And she seems like a really nice lady. And she tweeted to him about when he made that thing about, when he said the thing about being killed, she tweeted, this isn't funny. And Elon tweeted back at her, I'll try not to die. Or something like that. I was like,
he's a troll.
He's such a troll.
The Russians are after him because he put a satellite, all the Ukraine's internet went out.
Right. And he, with Starlink?
Yeah.
I think it's called. Starlink's crazy.
All the Ukraine's internet went out, obviously, with the conflict. And they like, hey, we need some internet. And he's like, just put a couple of satellites over it and just gave the whole country internet in
which is crazy.
2 days.
And
it's insane.
You will see with Starlink and people who will see Starlink coming, let's say in Australia, will be so angry that Elon Musk is doing that because they're going to lose so much money.
Yeah.
Governments are going to lose money. They're going to lose power. They're going to hate it.
But also, like, obviously my limited knowledge of it, you can also, like, it feels a lot like, what's it in Terminator where they turn on, like,
Skynet?
Like,
Skylink and Skynet is far too close.
Dangerously close. And also, like, you know, it's like the old NSA, you know, the NSA in America, and they were hacking everyone through the phone companies, and now, like, all of a sudden one guy's going to have internet for everyone. Like,
they're doing that now.
I know. But, like, this could be like
everything.
This could be just the next.
Everything is watched by the government.
100%.
And people say, oh, well, I've got nothing to hide when they sign off on data laws and shit. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to hide. Okay. Well, what
I do.
About-
I do.
Well, we've all got things we're not proud of.
Yeah.
Jelaine, shout out.
Yeah.
But like, let's say that you, if you're open, people sometimes say, okay, look, I've got nothing to hide about anything. Okay. What about if you had a phone call, a voicemail left on your phone by your doctor saying that you've got a terminal illness?
Or the clap.
But you-
Both are terrible.
But you go for a- particular job inside the government or whatever, a situation where they might be interested in your information about your health.
Yeah.
Or it could be something as simple as health insurance.
Buying drugs.
You could be doing anything. Anything. And once that information is out there, that's why privacy is important. Because you don't know what people are going to use with your data.
Does it exist? Like privacy? There's no privacy anymore.
And this is the same thing with like security. Think about it with security for your home.
Yeah.
Like it's good to have cameras. It's good to have, you know, like.
The old Google Home's got to be fucking listening to everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. But like, I mean, it's good to have like things in your house that might stop you an invader coming in. But I've spoken to people who have broken into people's homes in the past. A good friend of mine used to do that quite a bit when he was living on the streets. And he just said, man, if I want to get into your house, I'm getting in.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing stopping.
Yeah, but like they could catch you afterwards. Like if there's a photo, you know.
Sure, but if you know when someone's leaving the house and you wear a balaclava, you're not going to catch me.
Yeah.
Like maybe if it's me doing it because I'm tall.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a normal human being, like looking human, you're not going to catch him.
Mm.
It's just you're going to get fucking caught. Or they're not going to get caught because they just look like everybody else. But yeah, privacy is one of those things where it's just like, and trusting people wholeheartedly is dangerous. But I feel like people with Musk, they believe in him.
It's because he's quirky. He's not like,
And he's not scared to go on like the Joe Rogan podcast.
Saturday Night Live. Like he does.
No one else will do it.
But he does that shit and he can sort of make fun of himself a bit. And he's like, he it seems like what he's doing is for the greater good, like electric cars, like easing traffic congestion, like everything on the surface seems like it's for the greater good. And he's this quirky, eccentric billionaire who Shag never heard.
Post-poo. Have you heard of Neuralink?
Yeah, so I don't like that.
You don't like Neuralink?
Nah, that sounds fucking crazy.
So the idea with Neuralink is you can replace neurons with little robots?
Aren't they putting something in your head?
Yeah. But you like, might you might be able to help people with...
Oh, I like that. Like people that have lost...
Paraplegics. Yeah. You might be able to help people with mental health issues.
I thought Neuralink was
are
like...
Are you saying that paraplegics should stay paraplegics?
I mean,
are you saying that Alex McKinnon should never walk again? You fucking pig.
Nah, he's a fellow redhead. He should walk again.
Yeah, bring back Alex McKinnon. But that genuinely, that could happen.
Isn't Neuralink the one where they're like giving you Wi-Fi in your head? They're like put a little thing in your head and you can like...
I thought that was
that Neuralink. I thought that was Neuralink.
That's how they sold it on the stock market.
That's how he pitched it.
One
to
day
the
you'll be able to go
beep, boop, beep, and they're like, "Take my money,
take my money." Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know what it's going to do. But there's a whole podcast of him talking about on Rogan. You should listen to it. It's crazy.
I've watched both episodes. He's a fucking weird unit.
I love how he talks.
He's on the spectrum.
I love how he like me and you when we talk to each other. If there's a tiny silence, we'll fill it in because we're retarded.
He's like, "I'm thinking."
You can hear the cogs turn like beep boop beep boop beep beep beep, and he comes out with the perfect answer.
Yeah, he's a special man.
I love Elon
man.
Musk.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a very interesting guy
and cashed up.
I can't really fit this conversation, what I was going to talk about next, into the conversation.
Let's just go there anyway.
So chicks with folds, man. What's up with that?
Talk to me.
No.
Elaborate.
So there's this trend on Instagram. It's been there for a while. It's about expectation versus reality, where a female will sort of bend to the side and create a lot of folds and bumps and rolls of fat and then take a photo of her without that and say, look how sexy I am, and then show with it.
Oh, so like they're showing like behind the curtain of when they take a hot photo and then what they're actually like.
Because Instagram's bullshit. And I imagine for young girls it would be a lot harder with guys because I think we accept the fact that we're gross.
Yeah, with dudes I think, yeah, exactly. There's like, you can be like a husky working class bloke with like, you can let your beard go and you can be a bit fat.
And somehow some chicks will fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
It's the same with gay people. I don't understand how gay men find men attractive because men are gross.
There's some hot dudes, man.
There's some hot dudes. I respect, as I said before, I respect gay people. If you want to fuck dudes, you go girl or boy. But I can't understand how men or women can find men attractive. They are disgusting creatures.
Nah, there's some hot dudes. I disagree. There's none.
Name one.
Hot dudes.
Yep.
Brad Pitt.
I bet you he does hot farts and smells them.
Yeah, but like who doesn't? Chicks do that too.
Yeah, but they don't do it. They don't do it brazenly. Like Brad Pitt would fart in a car.
That's funny. Farts are funny.
Farts are funny until they get up your nose. As the old saying goes, farts are funny until they get up your nose.
That is.
I don't think Brad Pitt is as hot as he portrays.
Fuck yeah, he is, bro.
Nah.
He'd be hotter. Imagine if you saw him in real life. He'd be fucking smoking hot.
He'd do his shit.
There's so many hot dudes. I mean, Kalen Ponga's hot.
Kalen Ponga's not hot.
Yes, he is.
Kalen Ponga's hot.
Who do you think is objectively attractive as a bloke?
There you go.
Yourself?
I was looking at the camera.
Oh, you.
There's no one over there.
Are you looking at Lordy? Like, what's going on?
No, I mean, you know, Ponga's, I don't understand the attraction with Kalen Ponga.
Who do you think's attractive as a bloke?
I'd have to say Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin's hot. And
not now.
Nice.
But back in the day,
yeah. You
know, he's a man that could start a barbecue if no one else could get it
going.
He's
a man.
Kalen Ponga, if someone can't start the barbie,
yeah,
he's not going to be able to start.
Oh, so you're attracted to like masculine dudes.
I like a good masculine man. I like a man that I can have a beer with and he can crush it on his forehead.
Yeah, nice.
I'll never forget once my dad
did
that.
Funny.
My dad did that at like hot. A family barbecue. He just goes, fuck him.
Yeah, that's
I was like, fucking what out just happened?
We used to do that on the piss. Like white.
Could you
call,
do it?
We'd call it white dogging. Nah, but like with full cans. So like we'd sit in a circle.
No, I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about with this beer.
I know, that's crazy. Nah.
I think the trick is you got to
that would hurt.
Like squeeze. Like, so we got a can at the moment. If you listen to this,
break the can
a little bit. Like stand vertically. So the hard bit at the bottom, the base of the can on your front of your head. We can give it a go if you want.
You gotta split yourself, surely. I'll go first into the mic. Fuck, this is gonna hurt heaps. Do you reckon crack it a little bit first?
No, this is what
headphones off.
I remember Dad did this years and years ago, and I was astounded. But I think what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, like, maybe this will unblock my ear, so we should give it a go. I think you're supposed to.
It's gonna hurt.
Oh.
How'd that feel?
Yeah, good.
I missed it. I didn't do it again. Have you got me? I'm only doing this once. You good? Yeah, your old man's got a fucking brickhead.
The podcast's going to get silly now. We've both got CTE. It's about to get very slurry. Nah, everyone's hot.
Fuck.
But yeah, I just don't think dudes are. I just know what I'm like, and I just like, oh, I can't believe that I'm getting married. I can't believe someone wants to sign up for this shit for the rest of their life. Like, I'm disgusting. I am a disgraceful human.
Yeah, but you're a heterosexual dude. Like, you're not going to be attracted to other dudes.
But I can't, no, but I get that they are. I get that gay men are attracted to other men, and I understand that heterosexual women are attracted to men, but I cannot wrap my head around it because I think that all men are disgraceful.
There's some hot dudes, man.
There's none.
There's heaps of hot dudes.
There's attractive guys,
yeah,
but they're gross. There's attractive men. There are men you look at and you go, okay, they're a good-looking dude. You know, he dresses well, he smells nice, but that guy will wipe his ass and a finger will go through and he might not use soap to wash it.
That's play on.
Oh, you've sprayed the wall with drink too, I've just seen. Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to empty the can before you crush it. I'm just glad
it's not bodily fluid.
Yeah, could be semen. Could be semen.
It might be semen. So, yeah, basically what I'm saying is men are gross.
Oh, but no, we started with chicks behind the curtain, expectation, reality.
Yeah, you don't see dudes doing that.
No.
So what is
the girls do a lot of things that guys don't do on social media.
Apparently. What is the perfect male body?
In my opinion, or like?
I want to know from you, a man, what the perfect male body is.
If I had to give you Brad Pitt in either Fight Club or Snatch.
So you're lean. So Brad Pitt's not too big though. He's not a big dude. Like, he's not jacked. Like, no, he's not steroids.
He looks fit. Nah, that's not healthy.
No. But there's a lot of dudes on steroids.
I don't think that looks good. You look like a big cloud.
I saw a dude today. You do look like a cloud. Yeah. I saw a dude today at the gym that had giant, real muscular legs, but he also had cellulite on his legs.
Nice.
I was like, what? How does that work?
Got them both.
Got everything. This bloke. What a guy.
Yeah. Got it all.
Yeah. So I really want to get on the steroids.
You should do it 100%.
I want to get big.
How big?
I want to be
But can you be big and funny?
I don't know.
Like, I would be like,
I want to be so big that I scared Jelaine Maxwell into settling out of court.
Yeah, nice.
I want to be that big.
What about, you know Carrot Top?
Carrot Top.
Did you see when he was like on the squirt?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's weird. And like, I don't know. It's that movie Funny People, like Seth Rogen and Adam Sandler, and there's a bit in it because Jonah Hill lost heaps of weight and he's doing stand-up in the movie. And he's like, shouldn't have lost all that weight, man. There's nothing funny about a physically fit man. And it's like, it's kind of true because like, you got your shit together. That's not funny. Like,
there's some funny fit guys.
Or like, right, like.
Yeah, Joe's funny. I don't know.
Who else is like fit and funny? Like Bert Kreischer is just like, you know what I mean? Segura. Like there's no one that's like actively, I don't know. I can't think of anyone that's like actively like Brendan Schaub fit, but he's not particularly funny. Like.
He got hammered about his last special.
Is it one that just came out really recently?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Man, the comments. Have you seen it?
Is it on YouTube? Where can we
the
find poor it?
Because I don't know. I thought some of the jokes were fine. People just hate on him for the sake
people
of
people just don't like him. Yeah. That's what I mean, because he's physically fit and he's a good looking dude. Probably part of it.
I'll pull up the comments because it's.
Have you watched his special?
I watched like 20 minutes. It was fine.
Where is it? On YouTube?
It's on YouTube. It was fine. I don't laugh at stand-up though, unless it's really, really funny.
And it's hard. It's hard watching. I haven't watched. There's only a few specials I've watched on the telly that make you like sit there and laugh when you're watching the telly. Like Shane Gillis is live in Austin, pretty much all Chappelle stuff. But aside from that, I find like I love Joe Rogan, but I'll watch Rogan specials on Netflix and I'm like, you don't sit there going like, ah.
It's different in person though.
Exactly.
I don't like watching stand-up on telly.
Yeah, well, that's not the art form, is it? Like you're meant to be performing to a crowd.
You know, strange comments like, or just full-on comments like the best part of this special was reading the comments. Big improvement on the first special.
That's just haters, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have 300 pages of evidence proving Brendan Sharpe's IP address linked to the worst comedy special of all time. I live in Dallas. We deserve funnier comedians. How does he have fans? Number one rule of comedy, be your own laugh shack. A lot of people saying it was
how many views it got? I'd have a few.
700,000.
Respectable.
There's some ladies in the night in the crowd tonight killed, apparently. Like, there was, so he said that and there was a laugh track.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's having a go.
He's having a go.
He does well. Fighter and the Kid goes good. Like, yeah.
But yeah, he, I don't know, man. People just fucking love to hate. They love hate.
Doesn't matter what you do. People are going to get stuck in here. But he's probably an easy target because he's big, fit, sexy dude, and he's having a go at stand-up.
And he's associated with Rogan.
And he's an athlete.
Yep.
It's easy to make fun of those guys.
Now, Bluey, what do you got for the rest of the week?
Work-wise? Or just in general?
Just anything.
Going on a buck show this weekend.
Oh.
Going to the Gold Coast on Friday.
Okay, so what's the rules? Because I got mine coming up. What's the rules with a buck show?
Buck show, basically, if you're the buck, you're at the mercy of your friends.
Yeah.
I think. You're getting dressed up, silly baby costumes or whatever.
Yeah.
Just generally made a fool of for 48 hours.
What do you think about strippers? Do you have to have strippers at a buck show?
Great question, Isaac. yeah, look, I've been on one recently where the buck was adamant there was going to be no stripper. He goes, I don't like strippers. He's got a young daughter himself, so I can understand.
Okay, so she's...
As a mate, we were all like, you know what? Fuck you, we're getting strippers. Shut the fuck up. We're definitely getting... We settled on titty girls, okay. Which I think is a waste of money personally.
Listen. Boobs, unless you can touch them, may as well not even touch.
I feel like a stripper, you always get a show. The buck gets humiliated. Like, you know, you pay for, like, they'll cover him in whipped cream and whip him and lead him around like a dog.
I've seen some men get beaten up.
It's hilarious. That's funny. That's worth the money for me. A titty girl, they're just like, they walk around, like, you want a drink? And then a few of the boys, like, think they're cool and like, start talking to them, like, mate, fucking shut the fuck up. Just let her get you a bit like,
I once saw a man have a dildo in his mouth and a girl squatting.
Yeah, that's like, that's funny.
And his eyes were just like,
whoa. Yeah, it's heaps funny.
It is full on.
And watching your mate just get, and that's the whole point of the, but not the whole point, obviously celebrating.
That's the whole point of getting married.
Yeah. So
you get dildos
in your mouth.
Yes.
But it depends on the crowd. Like if you've got, you know.
Like, I once saw a woman, like this is probably a bit too far, but I saw a woman squirt on a dude at a footy, like Mad Monday
thing. Yeah.
She had arrived like 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
No one knew her.
She just
turned up and
part like, of the service.
Just squirted on a dude. Yeah. I was like,
there was one time we got one for a buck show last year, and it was like this. She came and then they have like there was a bikie with her. That's like, don't fucking try any funny business, boys. And I was like, he was there, and I felt awkward because he was just sort of standing there, and I gave him the money. I was like, you try to small talk him. I was like, You want a beer, mate? Like, how's your night been? He's like, fuck off, I'll be in the car.
He tells you to fuck off.
It's like, he obviously does this all night, every night. Like, mate, just don't worry about it. I was like, yeah, sweet, no worries. I was like, trying to small talk him and be really friendly.
You'd be nice.
Yeah.
How good would it be if the stripper turned up with the bikey? He's got a mad big handlebar mustache, and then YMCA comes on.
And yeah, and then like, he's the stripper.
It's come to say it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful.
We're getting strippers at your box? Is that the?
No strippers,
mate. Yeah.
No, I respect women. So I've got male strippers.
Nice. That would be funny. A nice fat male stripper would be heaps fun.
I'd happily get midget strippers.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or have you seen like the big fat women that turn up?
Yeah, that'd be good. That's fatagram.
Fatagram.
Or do you know, you can get the midget? Is midget the right term? You can get a midget and you can get them like cuffed to the buck for like the weekend. You can be like cuffed to the midget for like the whole weekend. You gotta imagine, go like piss with him and stuff.
Could you imagine a poor midget getting cuffed to me with like, my
that would
fucking,
be funny with the height. Oh, I think we should do
I'd
that.
I'd be bent over. My ears would finally drain.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'd have a fucking Jesus. Sore back. Like,
imagine the poor trying to keep up with my walking style.
Yeah. If you're like dragging him.
I just end up having to like give him a piggyback or something.
Yeah, that would be fucking
funny.
Can
you piggyback small people? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, 100%.
I think they should be killed at birth.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on the Cancel Me Now podcast episode 22. Go and check out Bluey, the Daily Blue News.
It's been quiet lately. There hasn't been a lot of news. Work's been so busy, man. Not a lot of news happening.
Oh, what a great plug for your
Yeah, sorry guys. Not a lot of news lately.
Follow Bluey. I'm not doing anything on it. Don't worry about it.
Save your data.
Check us out here. Yeah, bloody subscribe, do something else. Check out Manscaped, sponsor the podcast. Bunch of absolute legends. Everything that was said in this podcast was a joke. It's not real. We don't believe the things we say. Please don't come for us. Be good, motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. Mid extincts. Toodle au revoir. Bye-bye. I hear I'm chatting the noise. Move too quick. Can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man's so tough, but man's keep walking. Ladies and gentlemen, I am on tour right now. Live comedy is back. I'm going across the country and New Zealand in 2022, and I want to see you there. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you smile, and I want to offend you. Head to isaacbutterfield.com/tickets right now. Okay, that's where you need to go get your tickets. They are selling out fast. Live stand-up comedy is back. The Buttsman is back, and I am absolutely pumped to come to your part of the world.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.